The following will update further details on the June 16th homicide of the 16-year-old teen, Anissa Williams, and additional charges filed against the suspect, Mr. Rice, yesterday, June 19th. On the homicide, as far as an update, based on interviews with witnesses and suspect statements, it was learned that Rice was using the firearm in a reckless manner while driving his Jeep out to and at the Perkinsville Road location. Victim Anissa Williams was a passenger in the Jeep at the time, and a pickup truck containing the two male teens also present during the homicide followed Rice to the pullout off Perkinsville Road. Statements obtained by detectives indicate Rice's actions included firing rounds from his moving vehicle prior to arriving at the pullout. And once parked, Rice continued his reckless actions with the firearm by pointing the gun at the victim and two other males, even firing it in their direction. One of the witnesses indicated Rice shot the gun by Williams' head, causing her ears to ring. She asked him to stop. Eventually, the foursome ended up in the bed of the pickup truck. While in the bed of the truck, Rice pointed the gun towards the head of Williams and pulled the trigger. A bullet struck Williams in the head and she fell to the floor of the bed. Rice later claimed he thought the gun was empty. Regarding new charges, during the follow-up investigation, detectives learned of two aggravated assault with firearm incidents that occurred on June 11th. On that day, two women were in the company of Rice at a home in Prescott. Rice pulled his gun out and started showing off and told them he was going to shoot the gun. Rice also pointed the gun at both women during this time. Rice aimed the gun specifically at one of the women, cocked the hammer and started to laugh, but did not fire the weapon. Later that day, following a visit to the local DMV office, Rice became upset after leaving the DMV because a transaction had been denied. One of the women who was at the house earlier with Rice was in the vehicle. As they drove away from the DMV, Rice pointed the gun at her face while yelling at her, apparently still angry after his DMV experience. As a result, detectives additionally charged Rice with three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, and he does remain in the Camp Verde Detention Center on a cash-only bond of $150,000. Detectives are continuing their work to trace how the firearm came into Rice's possession.